desperate to get her figure back.
I have 8 children altogether, Your Honor.
So she turned to her ex for a tummy tuck.
You had to be fully paid before you had the surgery.
She asked me to apply for a couple credit cards that would allow her to have the surgery.
Then she cut everyone out of her life.
When did you start receiving child support payments from her?
I have not received any child support payments yet, Your Honor.
So right now you got plenty of trouble.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 25-year-old Jesse Cornelius is suing his ex-fiancée, Elizabeth Hicks, for a loan for plastic surgery and for false charges she filed with CPS.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 478 on the calendar, in the matter of Cornelius versus Hicks.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Cornelius, the defendant is your former girlfriend, and from what I read in your complaint, you have 1 child together.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Boy or a girl?
Boy.
Am I also correct that you have custody of him?
That is correct, Your Honor.
Is that by court order?
We went to mediation and mutually agreed, Your Honor.
And when do you see him?
I see him on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, Your Honor.
From when to when?
From 12 a.m. to 6 p.m. the next day.
And this is your only child?
This is our only child together, yes, Your Honor.
No, that's not my question. Is this your only child?
Yes, Your Honor.
You have other children?
Yes, Your Honor.
How many?
I have 8 children altogether, Your Honor.
Ranging in age from what to what?
Ranging from 3 to 18.
And you are how old, Miss Hicks?
I'm 36 years old.
And you, Mr. Cornelius?
25 years old, Your Honor.
And how long had you been together?
Approximately 4 years, Your Honor.
How old were you when you met?
I was 20, Your Honor.
And you had 7 children when you met him?
Yes, Your Honor.
What kind of work were you doing, Mr. Cornelius?
At that point in time, I just got out of the military, Your Honor, and I was getting my license to be a realtor.
Okay. This case is about an alleged loan. The alleged loan, Mr. Cornelius, from what I gather, came about because Ms. Hicks wanted to have a tummy tuck, some plastic surgery. According to you, you made an arrangement with her to advance her that money, and she was supposed to pay back money at a rate of $250 a month. That's what you say.
That's correct.
Was your son born yet?
Yes, he was, Your Honor.
So the two of you were living together?
Yes, Your Honor.
As a family?
Yes, Your Honor.
And had been living together for some time as a family?
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, I want you to tell me, Mr. Cornelius, something that I'm going to believe, that this was a loan.
She was going to pay for it herself. She had just got a job, was making really good money. I paid all the bills.
Who was watching the baby?
I was, Your Honor.
You weren't working?
I work from home, Your Honor.
Doing what?
As a realtor, I can work at my computer. I got printers and all that.
You don't work as a realtor from your computer. You have to go out and show people houses. You have to go out.
Yeah, when I go on showings, Your Honor, my grandmother would more than likely watch my son.
But the two of you were living alone with your baby, or were you living with relatives?
No, we were living together with our son and her son, Your Honor.
How old was the son that was living with you?
I actually had 2 other sons living with me. I had an 18-year-old son who also, he was 17 at the time, and then I have a 15-year-old son.
And the other children are with?
My ex-husband, Your Honor.
Okay. What kind of work were you doing?
I had joined the military, Your Honor, and when I had gotten out of the military, I worked a few small jobs.
When this child was born, this last child was born?
I stayed home with my son when he was born.
For how long?
Until May of 2012.
How old was he?
He would have been 2 at the time.
Okay, let's go back. So she had gotten a job, she wanted a tummy tuck, and?
And some medical issues occurred with one of her sons, so she could no longer afford to pay for the surgery herself. She had already put a down payment for the surgery. And was
how much?
I believe it was $500, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't want to lose this money, so she asked me to apply for a couple credit cards that would allow her to have the surgery. I did do so, agreeing that she would give me $250 a month so I could make the minimum payments for the cards, and that she would pay the balance off before any interest were to occur. It was deferred interest for a year.
Who was paying the rent on your apartment?
I was, Your Honor.
Not the two of you, because you said now she was working.
She's working. I was still paying all the bills, Your Honor.
Did you have a joint bank account?
No, Your Honor.
Is that right?
My paychecks were going into his bank account, Your Honor. He was keeping my paychecks.
That happened for a couple months, Your Honor.
That's not true, Your Honor.
So you were getting her paychecks?
I was, Your Honor.
Do you pay child support to your ex-husband?
I do, Your Honor.
Does it come right out of your pay?
It does, Your Honor.
So your wages are garnished?
They are, Your Honor.
So that transaction took place in what month and year?
She had the surgery in February of 2012. First payment on the card started in March of 2012, Your Honor. I did receive payments.
Just a second. Her paychecks were going into your account.
Not at this time, Your Honor. They were not.
Had they stopped or were they going to start again?
Neither, Your Honor. Her paychecks didn't start going into my account till September of 2013, Your Honor.
Okay, so all that time you're living together, and according to you, she was giving you from what money, I don't know.
She was still getting paychecks, Your Honor. Not all
from
her checks.
From whom?
From, Your Honor.
Is that right?
Yes, Your Honor.
So she was getting paid and giving you in cash because you were paying the rent. Is that right?
It wasn't always cash, Your Honor. Sometimes she would buy me ammunition or something of that sort from her job. So sometimes we would exchange other things for the amount that she'd owe me, Your Honor.
We're not going to have a paper trail of this money until September of 2013, according to you, because sometimes it was bartered.
Yes, that would be correct, Your Honor.
That would be correct. Yeah. Okay, keep going.
So I received full payments up to September.
Well, you received something that you deemed to be payment.
Yes, Your Honor. And come October 1st, she moved out of my house. Her checks were...
Well, what happened in September?
We had broke up, Your Honor.
But you said it was in September that her paycheck started to be direct deposited into your account.
That is correct, Your Honor.
Why? If you broke up, why would she direct deposit her checks into your account?
Because she stole me money, Your Honor.
Nah. Okay. That all doesn't make sense to me, Mr. Cornelius, at all. So you broke up, according to you. I mean, and this is the time when allegedly she called Child Protective Services on you. You had a big fight. And you're telling me during this window where all this was going on, she decided to direct deposit her paychecks into your account.
Yes, Your Honor, until October, her checks were still going into my account.
You told me they didn't start to go into your account until September. So would that be 4 weeks that it went into your account?
I don't know the exact.
I don't know the exact either. You can tell I'm skeptical, Mr. Cornelius, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Yeah.
I did receive a partial payment in October. And the partial payment was because her checks were coming into my account. The other money that she did not get was because she owed me other money. I helped her pay to get her apartment and for some furniture. So she owed me money for that I did get paid from them checks. She then stopped her checks from going in my account in October. And that's when I stopped receiving payments for the cards.
When did you start receiving child support payments from her?
I have not received any child support payments yet, Your Honor. That was a misunderstanding. We are still going to court on that matter.
Do you send child support for your son?
Anything that he's asked
no,
for.
No, don't tell me anything that he needs. That's not my
question. I have
question.
Not paid child support yet. We have not come to an agreement on the child support.
How much do you earn?
I make $500 a week, Your Honor.
And who do you live with now?
My husband and my son.
So you've married?
I have, Your Honor.
Okay, did your husband work?
He does. He works with me, Your Honor.
You should be paying child support.
I agree, Your Honor.
Right, good. Okay, your story. I'm waiting.
My story is as follows. I had saved money for this surgery. I'd worked tons of overtime trying to have enough money to do it. And right before my surgery, my son needed some help. My son had a drug problem. There was not an illness. My son had a drug problem. I took my son and put my son in treatment.
I got it. So now you didn't have the money for it.
Well, that and that when my son had gotten out of treatment, Jesse said he cannot come back in this house. My son was a minor, so being responsible for my son, I actually left Jesse's house and moved into a hotel with my son. I don't have any family in Minnesota. My family lives in California. So we stayed in a hotel until my funds started to run out, and at which point his mother allowed my son to stay there. I paid her money every week so that he could, and after a while, she said it was too crowded. So I ended up taking my 17-year-old son to a homeless shelter.
Miss Hicks.
Yes.
I just want you to tell me about the money that Mr. Cornelius gave you to have this cosmetic procedure.
We lived as a family together. I paid his car payment for him, and I'm not suing him for that money.
No, that's
I'm just saying that we lived as a family. There was no loan.
Listen
to
me. I just want you to tell me, Miss Hicks, you spent your money.
Right.
And I assume that at the time you were spending your money and didn't have this money based upon what you told me.
Right.
Mr. Cornelius had said, which you weren't happy with, your son can't come back to the house.
Yes, sir.
So you left the house and you left Mr. Cornelius with the baby and went to a motel.
Yes, Your Honor.
Stayed in a motel for a while. Then your son went to stay with his mother. All of this would not suggest to me that you were living as a family immediately preceding the time that you had this tummy tuck.
I went back home, Your Honor.
When? Month and year?
In December of 2012, Your Honor. I went home right before Christmas.
Okay, so right now you got plenty of trouble. You've got a son who needs some special mothering.
Yes, Your Honor.
You've got six other children that I assume you like to at least try to see. Certainly, according to you, you support them. And you have a job at which you've been working hours of overtime in order to get a cosmetic procedure. So you've got a lot of things going on your plate.
Yes, Your Honor.
Now, I want you to tell me the conversation you had with Mr. Cornelius about taking money out of credit cards to pay for that cosmetic procedure. That's what I mean. I don't need the whole story of your background.
I had already paid a deposit on the surgery, and I was going to lose the deposit if I did not have the surgery done. And Jesse knew this.
Don't tell me what he knew.
We discussed this. I was going to lose
that
deposit.
I want you to tell me what he said to you, what you said to him.
I believe I brought up the fact that they do take medical credit cards, at which point he applied for a medical credit card and was approved for the credit card.
Why didn't you?
I didn't qualify at the time. I had owed back child support at the time, and so it affected my credit.
Go ahead.
And at that point, he was approved, so I was able to continue on with my surgery and did not lose my deposit. There was no conversation of you are going to owe me this. We signed no contracts.
No. I want to know what the conversation... Stop flittering your eyes. I want to know what the conversation was.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Your mature reaction was to get in a hole for another $9,000. A more responsible person would have said, you know, I think I'll put a little money for these seven or eight children that I've created into a college fund. Evidently, that wasn't your priority.
And later today...
A salvage title is a title on a wrecked motorcycle.
Yes, so what's the problem?
I never received a salvage title.
Where is the salvage title?
It's in New York State.
Well, why don't you give it to him?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jesse Cornelius says ex-fiancée Elizabeth Hicks owes for an unpaid loan to get a tummy tuck.
Now, you had paid the $500 deposit, and right. I assume you paid that out of your own money.
It had already been paid, Your Honor, yes.
Out of your own money?
Out of my own money, Your Honor.
Okay. And the total cost of the surgery was how much?
$8,900, Your Honor.
So now you have $8,900 outstanding. You could either lose $500 or get in the hole for another $9,000.
Yes, Your Honor.
And your mature reaction was to get in a hole for another $9,000.
Apparently so, Your Honor.
So now I want you to tell me what your conversation with him was, since you had intended to pay for this yourself.
Right.
I mean, you know, a more responsible person would have said, you know, if I have $9,000, I think I'll pay my back child support or maybe put a little money for these seven or eight children that I've created into a college fund. Evidently, that wasn't your priority. But I would like you to tell me just the discussion about the medical credit card.
I honestly don't remember, Your Honor. This is more than a year ago that this happened.
Really? Okay. So you had the surgery in what month?
February.
February of 2000?
Of 2013, Your Honor.
Name of the doctor?
I honestly don't remember his name, Your Honor.
I have the receipt here, Your Honor.
I'd like to see it, please. Now, when did you say you had the surgery?
I had the surgery in February of 2013.
So I assume what you're telling me is that you had to be fully paid before you had the surgery.
Yes, Your Honor.
What is the total amount of the balances left on these that you paid?
As of October 1st, the remaining balance was $5,697.35, Your Honor.
And that's when she stopped paying?
That is correct, Your Honor.
Okay. Now, there's another part of your lawsuit. The other part of your lawsuit is that you claim she made false charges about you to Child Protective Services. Turned out to be false. Ultimately, you were awarded custody of the child. So I don't need to go into these Child Protective Service allegations because you're already over the limit of this court.
That is correct, Your Honor.
No. Judge him for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. That's all.
Why does that excuse you, mister?
Because he's still in love with me.
Absolutely not true.
He sent me text messages saying that he still loves me.
Because she cheated on me?
Yes, he does. I know he does.
Well, 2 weeks after she moved out, she told me she got married.
Watch out who you have kids with.
To a guy that she'd been talking to for many months into our relationship.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Cherney versus Carpentieri. Step forward.
24-year-old Kevin Cherney is suing 20-year-old Kristen Carpentieri for the return of money he paid for a motorcycle. Kevin says Kristen never turned over the title.
Mr. Cherney, the defendant sold you a motorcycle.
Yes.
It's a motorcycle that needed work.
Yes.
You wanted it for your girlfriend. But the motorcycle, when you purchased it, for how much?
$1,800.
Had no title.
It had a salvage title that she did not have with her.
I want you to explain to me what a salvage title is. Is that a title that can be registered?
A salvage title is a title on a wrecked motorcycle.
Yes, I understand.
And once you fix it and it passes inspection, then you can register it and insure it, and it's
good.
Street legal.
So what's the problem?
The problem is I never received a salvage title.
Where's the salvage title?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He began working on it the second it went into his shop. I don't know what he's done to my motorcycle as far as the motor goes.
I
don't know
what parts he's taken off. Listen to me. Listen to me carefully.
Your Honor, the motorcycle was in riding condition.
Pay careful attention.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. 24-year-old Kevin Cherney is suing 20-year-old Kristen Carpentieri for the return of money he paid for a motorcycle. Kevin says Kristen never turned over the title.
Where is the salvage title?
It's in New York State.
Well, why don't you give it to him?
I sent it into my insurance company, and they are in the middle of converting it into a salvage title. I have not received it from the state yet.
Okay, sir, listen to me. These are your options. Either you wait for the salvage title, or at such time as you return the motorcycle to the defendant, she will return your money. Do you understand?
Yes.
Great. What's your pleasure?
I'd like to have my money back.
Great. Where is the motorcycle?
It's at my shop.
I'd like to see a photograph of it. And this was taken before you left?
The ones with the blue in the background were taken before I left, and the other ones were taken when I received the motorcycle in October.
Okay. Done a little work on it?
No, I haven't done anything to it yet.
Your Honor, when my mother dropped off the motorcycle to him the next day, she made it aware to me
that... Don't tell me what your mother said to you. I'm not interested in what your mother said to you. He's going to return the motorcycle to you. You wait and get the title. And I would suggest that you try to get a good title before you sell it again. Because he can't use it without a title.
Your Honor, he was made well aware that it was going to be converted into a salvage title.
Are you getting my message?
Yes.
Great. He's going to return the motorcycle to you at such time as he returns the motorcycle to you, if that is within the next 10 days. Get it back to her.
I need to know where to take the motorcycle to because she has moved since I bought it. So I need to know where I need to take it to.
I just have a question as far as the motorcycle being returned. How am I supposed to know whether or not he did anything to it as far as the motor goes or any other components?
How are you supposed to know? You don't. He's returning the motorcycle. The question is, where does he return it?
Okay, Your Honor, I also have another question. When I gave him the motorcycle...
No, listen to me. I asked you, where should he return it?
To my current address.
Which is what?
Benzinger Street.
You know where it is?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Your Honor, he was given two options. I told him that I would either give him the motorcycle at a later date when I got the salvage title in, he could keep his money. And when I gave him the motorcycle and the title, I would get the money and it would be all fine. He insisted on taking the motorcycle so it would be ready for summer. He took the motorcycle. He began working on it the second it went into his shop. I don't know what he's done to my motorcycle. I don't know what parts he's taken off.
I guarantee you, listen to me. Listen to me carefully.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
I guarantee you that he didn't do anything to depreciate it because he was hoping he was going to be able to use it. Do you understand?
I do, Your Honor.
Pay attention. He was hoping he was going to be able to use it. Mm-hmm. So whatever work he put into it, you get the benefit of that.
Your Honor, the motorcycle was in riding condition.
Pay careful attention. He's returning the motorcycle because it's useless without a title. If you get the title, he may want to buy it back from you. You never can tell. He's returning it within the next 10 days. Do you know how to get in touch with her?
If she has the same phone number, yes.
Do you have the same phone number?
Yes, I do, Your
Honor. Great. Make arrangements. Thank you very much. That's all.
Thank you.
Parties are excused when they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
How much after he got out of jail did you get pregnant?
17 days.
Looks like a really nice girl. Had a lapse in judgment. You're the lapse.
Next Judge Judy.
I'm happy with it. I get my money back. I don't got to deal with the bike anymore.
He took it upon himself. to take the motorcycle how it was.
And I already got a new bike for her to ride this summer.
I just think maybe his girlfriend can't ride it.
No, we never got the title, so we weren't gonna work on a bike that...
Watch who you work with, I guess.
If I did go out and ride it, the cop could pull me over, arrest me for it.
I don't know, I have nothing else to say.
I think it was all just, you know, a big misunderstanding. I'm sure I'll see her this summer riding around and everything, so it'll be fun.